1941 we're at now, Les, so the war obviously was on. What effect did that have? And you mentioned clocking in, but do you have to have any security cards or anything like that?
No, I don't remember. We did have identity cards, which was a government featured thing, not a Field and Plot thing. But as far as a Field and Plot, I don't remember any special card at Fielden's. But no, we only had a government security card.
Identity card,
it was called.
Yeah, like everybody did. Well, you said, Les, you were working in the machine shops, but can you recall what sort of, you made lots of components, obviously. Can you tell me what sort of presses were being manufactured at that time so that, what you made went into those presses? Was it for the war effort?
Yes, some of the presses were baling presses because later on in the war years, all the barbed wire that was around the coast was gathered up. And, of course, that was very difficult because they were sort of great rings of barbed wire. And they were difficult to melt down, but the barbed wire, of course, was high tensile steel. And now then, Fielden's made baling presses where all the coils would get thrown in, the bale and press would operate and bring the barbed wire into a compressed cube. And so they made, in my time, 3-throw pumps, for which I made many, many conrods, which we called dumbbells, because they were the shape of a dumbbell. And we, as kids, would lift those up and down 100 times a night.
What about air raids and anything like that, Les?
We used to have the odd air raid, but to my knowledge, we'd never had anything drop near the works. But on one occasion, I do remember, our lighting must have failed. And we were all issued, it sounds funny now, but we were all issued with tallow, and I mean tallow candles, to put onto our machine to continue operating.
Must have been pretty hazardous. Wouldn't be allowed today, would it? I understand that during the war, a lot of women were taken on, Les. Have you got any experience with those? Something you can mention, that is.
Oh, yes. Everything was favourable, really. They were lovely people. I remember one in particular called Willie May. She was a lovely lady. And, yes, they were very, very good. The only drawback that I remember with the ladies, I say ladies advisedly, was some of them came from London. And I'm afraid, I've never sworn much myself in my life. And I'm afraid some of the language that some of those ladies use was a bit beyond me.
They taught you a thing or two then, Les.
Yeah.
What do you think of them generally, though, doing their job?
Brilliant. They were very, very good. Once they'd been taught what to do, they were good. And they were consistent. The only thing was, I think it's probably still the same today, but if one lady wanted to go to the toilet, she'd never go on her own. She'd always take her friend with her.
Well, I suppose that's understandable, really, isn't it? Staying with the war effort, Les, were you trained on what to do in the event of an air raid?
No, I don't remember any training like that at all. Although in the top shop, excuse me, we did have, as I remember, a concrete shelter up towards the store end on the left-hand side there. And that was not a very big shelter. It certainly couldn't have taken all of us, but there was a concrete shelter there. Mm.
So I suppose the air raids would have going to take place at all would probably been at night. What sort of how many people had worked in the light machine shop, top shop as we call it? How many people approximately were working in there overnight?
I should think there must have been something like 30-35. Hazard in a guess. I couldn't give an accurate figure on that, but something of that order.
We heard recently that there were some the crypts of the old St. Luke's Church were used as air raid shelters as well. Can you remember anything about that, Les?
What I remember most about the church was the fact they found a lot of skulls, but I don't remember them being used as air raid shelters, but certainly they did some work around the church because there was skulls kicking around at the time.
I think the church had been closed, I think, around about 1934, I think, and demolished. Understand Fiordings had a Home Guard list. Did you have anything to do with that?
Yes, I was in the Home Guard. And I remember on one occasion we'd been marched along Lantorney Way. And of course, on the way back, there was railway lines along that road. And the heel of my boot got caught in the railway line. Of course, everybody backed up behind me. And I couldn't get the heel of the boot out of the railway line.
Good job a train wasn't coming in, Les, wasn't it? I bet fire watching in overnight. Were there any fire watchers?
I don't recall the fire watchers as such, but I suppose there must have been. Going back to the Home Guard, by the way, we also had an exercise down on Sneedham's Green. And on one occasion, I had to fire a sort of rocket sort of thing. It left me, travelled up, hit something, came back, and I had to roll over out of the way or else it would have killed me.
What happened? It sounded a bit like Dad's Army, but I'm sure it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Who was in, can you remember any of your colleagues or who was in charge of the Home Guard unit you were in?
Yes, it was Lance Pitt was in charge. My old man never liked Lance Pitt because my old man thought Lance Pitt should have gone in the army and fought out there instead of teaching us how to fight.
All right.